This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A Dallas City Council Transportation Committee will meet about a half hour from now for an update on the Trinity Parkway. Federal officials last year approved a 6-lane, 9-mile toll road between the Trinity River levees. Opponents say that differs from what voters approved in 2007. A federal study last year found the 6-lane road would slightly reduce traffic on Interstates 30 and 35, but also increase congestion in other areas by 10%. The council's now considering a smaller-scale road with reduced speed limits, but it's unknown how that version will affect traffic. 24 people lined up at the Dallas Zoo entrance yesterday afternoon to protest the recent import of 5 African elephants from Swaziland. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in January approved the move aimed at saving 18 elephants in all from extreme drought and poaching. One elephant died before the transport. The rest of the elephants arrived in the country earlier this month. That was after wildlife experts and activists failed to block the import with a lawsuit. Susan Oakey is with the advocacy group Animal Connection of Texas.
We are playing with these animals' lives for ticket sales. It's too late for these elephants. They've already done the damage. These elephants will probably live shortened lives. They will probably die of arthritis and foot problems, as most elephants do in captivity.
Tashi Nima was among the protesters. He's concerned the Dallas Zoo isn't looking out for the animals' well-being.
Living in cages is not an educational experience. None of these people are willing to live or to place their own children in cages to be exploited by visitors for a fee.
Dallas Zoo officials say the elephants are doing fine and eating well. They're now under mandatory quarantine and will be carefully integrated with the zoo's other elephants in the next few weeks. The rest of the elephants brought to America are at zoos in Omaha, Nebraska, and Wichita, Kansas. Not a Vital Signs, where we look at common health issues each Monday. About 65% of the human population is lactose intolerant. Though it can't be cured, lactose intolerance can be managed and is rarely dangerous. I talked about this with Dr. Christian Mayorga of Parkland Hospital System and UT Southwestern Medical Center.
Just how common a problem is lactose intolerance?
Lactose intolerance is a fairly common problem. Lactose is a sugar that is commonly found in dairy products. The body is unable to absorb this sugar on its own without breaking it down into two simpler sugars, glucose and galactose. And so in order to be able to digest and absorb those simple sugars, the cells of the intestine make an enzyme called lactase. And what lactose intolerance is simply the symptoms that arise in patients that have a deficiency in the production of this lactase enzyme.
Does lactose intolerance affect everyone with it the same way?
In general, if you live long enough, you will have symptoms of lactose intolerance.
Really?
The reason for this is, as we get older, our dependence on mother's milk and milk products in general wanes because our diet now expands to non-milk products.
Okay. Right?
Meats, vegetables, a more well-rounded diet. And so the body ceases to produce as much of that enzyme to break down lactose because it doesn't need it anymore. And so as we get older, that production of that enzyme wanes. And if your diet still consists of high levels of lactose, then that lactose ends up making its way undigested into the colon, where bacteria actually can use that undigested lactose for fuel. And the byproducts of that digestion by the bacteria is what causes the symptoms that we associate with lactose intolerance.
You could develop lactose intolerance at any time.
Correct. The other thing to acknowledge is that there is certainly a genetic component. For instance, people of Caucasian descent tend not to have lactose intolerant symptoms until later in age when compared to patients of African-American descent, Hispanics, Asians. The reason for this is unclear, but it probably has to do with our ancestors and our dependence on cows and milk products as part of our diet in the past.
People of color are more likely to get it earlier if they get it at all.
Yes.
How do you treat lactose intolerance?
Number one, reducing the amount of lactose that you consume.
So managing your diet.
Correct. However, there's lactase enzyme replacement therapy that's widely available in your local supermarket. Lactaid, for instance. Products that actually have the form of the enzyme to break down the lactose. You add it to the lactose-containing product that you're going to consume, and the digestion of that lactose begins before you actually consume it so that your body is able to absorb those simple sugars a lot more easily.
How effective are they?
Most patients do derive some benefit, but you're still not digesting all of the lactose that's in the product that you're about to consume.
If lactose intolerance happens at different times, different people, then is there a way to prevent it?
Unfortunately, like many things in life, we're sort of condemned to having this condition, just as a simple matter of aging.
The reason why I'm asking is I would guess that someone listening to this will say, you know, well, as I get older, I'll just back off of milk products. But don't you run into a problem with other nutrients that are needed?
That is why I'm hesitant to say eliminate milk products completely from your diet. A younger patient whose diet is well-balanced, fruits, vegetables, other calcium and vitamin D-containing products, absence of milk-containing products from their diet may not be very detrimental. But patients that are older and more susceptible to the development of osteopenia and osteoporosis, for instance, or weak bones, they are very much in need of higher doses of calcium and vitamin D, particularly postmenopausal women. And if they're not getting that in milk products, then they should certainly take it in the form of supplementation, and they can ask their doctors for that.
Dr. Mayorga, thank you for being with me.
Sure, no problem.
Dr. Christian Mayorga is Chief of Digestive and Liver Diseases for Parkland Hospital System and Assistant Professor of Internal Medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center. In the forecast today, nice day ahead, in fact. Sunny skies, temperatures getting up to around 65. The low tonight, 48, and then warmer tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high of 75.